How's the team pulled up after the JLT series and coming over here to Domain today?
We've had a strong preparation. 2 weeks off allows all teams in the AFL to regenerate and get ready for the AFL season proper. So I'm sure both teams are going to be pretty willing tonight. They're going to be very healthy and strong. So it's going to be a very physical match, I would have thought, against quality opposition.
Now, you've got a late change. Zach Smith comes out of the side, Furlough in. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, just Zach got a knock against Essendon that in the ribs that he's improving all the time, but just wasn't quite ready to come across and play. And I guess when you're playing against two big ruckmen in the opposition, you've got to be ready to play. So it was just, you know, he would have been coming across if he had been right, but not quite right to make it. So you select, you know, fit, healthy players, and we've done that.
And just on that, the third man up rules come in this year. Has that affected that decision at all? And
yeah, I guess. I mean, we were most definitely the most used third up player in the competition in Mark Littard last year. I mean, he went nearly double the next best, which might have been even Jordan Lewis. So, yeah, it certainly made us change a little bit over the pre-season, but we've had 3 or 4 months to adjust to that and planning. And Littard is a good sort of stoppage player in his own right, so... You know, he'll either play sort of obviously a bit of that wing, a bit of back. So, you know, he's going to be a great player for us in different areas of the game. And he's a great third up player, but the rule's in place. So we'll treat it as, you know, taking on Griffin and Sandilands, who are, you know, probably dominant forces at the moment.
Obviously, Dangerfield, Brownlow last year. Do you think he can continue that form this year? And are you looking for him to get a little bit better even?
I think so. I mean, remember last year's first year at our club, so... He was getting familiar with a lot of our players early in the year last year. He's had another pre-season with all our team. He hasn't missed a day of training. Was there first day, has put in all the loads and all the volume. So we'd expect him to be as good as, if not better than last year. And I know that's a big call because he had an outstanding year last year. But he's such a professional. He understands his game. He's mature. So, you know, we're apt to have him. And I think he's in for another strong year. And he's like... You know, to be successful in the AFL competition these days, you need 6 or 7 mids firing. And, you know, we've got to get our 6 or 7 mids all firing. Paddy and Joel obviously do an enormous job, but we've got to have another 4 or 5 that step through and really play at a high level this year.
And continuing on from that, everyone here is looking forward to the big matchup with Fife. How much time do you expect them to spend together in the midfield?
Well, it seems as though they will at times, I'd say, because it's just the nature of the game and the way it's played, and neither team have big run with players or run with type of players, so I'd expect there'd be a percentage where they're going to be on each other. How much we really don't know, because the matchups do change a lot in that midfield group. You know, one, I suppose at one stoppage you could be next to Fife, another one he couldn't be next to Mundy or Lockie Neal, so they're all dangerous, you know, and they can all play, so it's every player has to be respected in the opposition and with us. So, but if they do get to play each other, if the ball goes to them on centre wing where it's just one-on-one, I'm sure the crowd will get pretty excited.
And just lastly, what's the key for you, I guess, coming over here today to beat the Dockers and win this game?
Oh, I think obviously, you know, we have to put Martin Fremantle's last year's form an asterisk next to it, because, you know, when you've got a Brownlow medalist out for nearly the entire year and then the number one ruckman, who I believe is one of their premier ruckmen in the league, was out nearly all year as well. So we're understanding they're going to be great around the stoppages. They're going to be highly contested. And they've got a sort of a bit of a different forward line this year with McCarthy and Kirsten and guys like that who are quite quick and agile. So we're just going to have to watch out for them, particularly with our defence, to ensure that they don't get out the back of us, particularly Kirsten and McCarthy, because they're quite nimble on their feet. So I think our defence tonight and our stoppage work is probably going to be important factors in how the game goes.